What a great track from Little Mix there in the Big Top on Saturday at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. 54 days to go, you're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Josh Peverley here with you until 5pm, the festival show. And it's my absolute pleasure to be able to welcome on the show this afternoon, Titch.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thanks. Before we start, we're going to make a little deal here. So you're ready for the deal?
Yeah.
We've got to do it. We're going to talk a little bit about the single, which is obviously out next month, isn't it? Are you excited about that?
Yeah, it's out May the 12th.
That's right, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Isle of Wight Festival, which you are playing at. Are you excited about that as well?
I'm so excited, literally.
And that's good, and we're going to get deep and find out some things about you that I imagine nobody would, I don't know, guess to ask, I don't think. So, does that sound okay?
That sounds great, and I apologise for whatever I
said. That's absolutely fine. So firstly, the name Titch, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good. And where did it come from? It's not your real name, is it?
No, but it's been my nickname since I was about 8, 9, because I'm really, really short. And it was kind of like a mocking at first, but it kind of stuck. But yeah, it was actually spelt wrong. I don't think any of us could spell at the age of 8. But that's why it's got no two.
I was going to say, it's quite a cool name, actually, isn't it?
It's cool, I think so. I love it. But no, it's not my birth name.
I was going to say, I did wonder about that, actually, because I mean, I've had some funny, I can't remember who I spoke to. I wondered if Charlie Brown was his real name when I interviewed him. Who
it's
a game.
Is it?
It is actually Charlie Brown, yeah. He said he used to have references to the cartoon character in school.
Oh, that'd be great. I have no references.
Oh, that's a shame. So firstly, let's talk a little bit about Dumb. It is a great tune. I do love it. And it's out on the 12th of May.
It is.
And it's creating quite hype, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. It's actually mad. You know, we put it up and it's just had such a great response. It's kind of overwhelming, actually.
Well, that's it. I mean, I saw a tweet from a Harry Styles last week saying he liked it.
I was in my room and I saw that he tweeted and I literally had a heart attack.
Was that a total surprise to you? Were you friends with One Direction at all? Or?
No, I mean, Louis once tweeted a video and I've seen them around a few times, but not at all expected it at all. So, I mean, it's incredible and I'm so thankful.
That's it. And how long is the single actually taking to get together? Because, I mean, I remember I saw some stuff of yours on YouTube quite a while ago, actually.
Yeah, well, the single, I've just been doing lots of gigging for the past few years, and actually it's been quite a quick turnaround from this song. I mean, I only wrote it, like, not that many months ago, so this has been, it feels really quick to me. But I've been doing, like, music for, like, about 5 or 6 years, probably, so that bit feels a bit longer.
That's it. I love your voice, and it's something that has to be said. I mean, your fan base is growing. I mean, who would you say has actually inspired you and you sort of looked up to and been like, I want to be like her sort of thing?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I admire so many people. I admire songwriters, artists, people around me. I'm an inspired person. I think lots of things really drive me. I think from a really early age, I absolutely loved, you know, like the Britney 90s pop movement. I thought that was just really, really simple, but it just got there, it got the point of me, what music's about. You know, all about the songs, about including fans and everything, which is what, you know, I really hope that I do. I can do.
That's it, and now I don't know a lot about you, but that's the whole point of interviews, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So from what I do know, you've done quite some big shows so far, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been so lucky to be able to support some amazing artists. I've just lost the Olly Murs tour, which was ridiculous. That was obviously arenas around the UK. Justin Bieber, JLS, Paolo Nutini. So yeah, I'm very, very lucky.
Blimey, so you've done some absolutely massive shows and absolutely massive venues.
I don't know how. I look back and I'm like, oh my god. I still don't know how I walked out onto O2. That blows my mind.
So how do you actually sort of prepare for these big shows, or do you just kind of like walk out on stage and do your thing?
I just walk out. Like I mean, the more I think about it, the worse I feel. I think I just have to try and block it out. And just, I mean, I absolutely love performing, but it's about, you know, getting a perspective of, you know, it's just it's music and you're having a good time, and it's, you know, I have to just make sure I don't stress too much.
Well, that's it. Well, that's it. Now, before we get into all the This Is Titch kind of questions, have you got any album plans? So can we expect an album from you soon?
Definitely. I mean, the album, I believe that an album's always written. So I've got you know, so many songs at the moment, but in a few months' time we'll have more songs, and it'll just keep moving. So it's almost when, you know, when we're ready to release it is when the album will be done and closed off. But yeah, it was definitely album probably end of this year.
Oh wow, so that's something to look forward to then.
Yeah.
Now, here we go then. This is always my favourite part of interviews for some reason.
Okay.
So this is the This Is Titch section. We'll find a little bit about you, what you like listening to, everything like that. But you don't need to, you don't need to be nervous at all.
Okay. Oh no. Okay.
So firstly, have you got maybe an iPod, iPhone, iPad, anything like that?
I do. I have an iPhone.
Oh wow. So have you got, I'm assuming you've got music on it.
Yeah, I do.
Have you got any embarrassing albums on it? If it makes you feel any better, Steps, Wham and S Club 7 are on mine.
Oh my god, they're not my embarrassing albums, they're my like...
They're your good stuff, is it?
Yeah. Okay, if I go on it, I've got Rebecca Black, I can see that on there.
It's on mine, actually.
Let me have a look. Oh, Tropic Kitten. I've got Billy Piper. Oh my god. Busted. Oh, I like Busted.
Busted are good.
Yeah, I have a lot. Oh, Disney. I've got a whole Disney section.
Blimey.
Drew Hill. Oh, yeah, I've got a lot.
You've got a lot then, so that sums that one up then. And whilst we're on the topic of embarrassing, do you watch any embarrassing television shows? So you can't lie here, you have to be honest. So just like anything, that as soon as someone comes in the room, you just turn it off and pretend it was already on sort of thing.
Oh. Yes. There's this programme called How It's Made or something, or How It Works.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah, and it's like you see how a pen's made and you kind of like follow it in the factory.
I've seen that before. Really, I watched how they made teaspoons once. It was...
Yeah, I was like, then they put the metal in the mould. Oh, incredible. That's probably the one I would quickly turn off.
It is actually quite interesting when you think about it, how much work goes into a tiny spoon.
It is, I know. I'm so happy I found my How It's Made partner. We should watch it.
So definitely, you should try and. I wonder if they've got TVs in the dress rooms at the festival. That'd be.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I doubt they have that channel.
That's a good point, actually. And a question that maybe fashion people might want to know the answer to: where do you buy most of your clothes from?
Oh, I mean, because I'm very small, I find Miss Selfridge is very, very good for me, and I love their clothes. I mean, I mix and match everything. I'm a bit of a charity shop lover. I love Miss Selfridge. I love High Street, and then I have a little bit of boutique stuff. But I'm definitely a Miss Selfridge girl.
Wow, so that's where you get most of your clothes from them, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're also on the Isle of Wight Festival lineup this year, as we mentioned previously. Are you excited about that?
So excited. I'm counting down the days.
So am I. That's good then. And you're on the beach stage Thursday night, just before the Love Will Rose, I think.
I know. Me and Love Will Rose, literally, are gigging. We should just be like a duo.
That's it. Would you ever do a single with them? That's something I should have asked.
Oh, that'd be funny. Yeah. I could just feature on What Night.
That's it. Something quite funny about the Love Will Rose, actually. I started doing... Well, they're on the... You know, they did BBC Breakfast the other day.
Yeah.
And they were on their way down to London, and I was in the middle of an interview with them, and they went through a tunnel. We sort of lost them.
Oh no.
So it's sort of like a to be continued kind of phase at the moment, but I don't know what's happening.
Oh, is that how
one.
It ended?
That is basically it. They went through a tunnel, and I don't know if they ever came out or what. We haven't got to the other end yet.
Oh no.
So we've got to try. Oh. I think I've got to finish it off at some point.
Yeah. Well, you must.
I have to finish it.
Yeah.
So you going for the whole weekend? Obviously, you're on a Thursday. You come for the whole weekend, or is it just that Thursday night?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love making kind of memories and moments and things, so I'll definitely stay and soak it up. But I've actually never been, but I think it'll be really fun.
It will be, and obviously, well, it's a festival. Do you go for the whole festival-style thing and camp in a tent, or are you going to be going for some pop star kind of thing instead?
I wouldn't go for a pop star thing, but I would potentially not. I mean, I'm quite like, I love showering, I love to be clean and overly clean, so probably not. I'll probably like, I would rather walk for a few hours and find somewhere and then come back.
That's the thing that annoys me with actually festivals, it's the fact that you have the showers. I just don't like them, it's a plastic box.
Oh, the whole thing. I mean, I did Glastonbury 2 years ago and it was really hot. and like the smell when you walk past or anywhere near like a mile radius of the toilet was so horrendous that I just can't do it.
Blimey, that's the only disadvantage with the smell of toilets at festivals. It's the smell, isn't it? I just don't.
Just hits you.
Anyway, enough about toilets now. Who are you actually looking forward to seeing at the festival? Have you seen the lineup at all?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, everyone even on the beat stage, I'm literally gonna. I just think it's incredible. You know, even like Charlie Brown, who I watched him go and release the single. I love it. I can't wait to watch him. I mean, everyone. I mean, I'm one of those people that are just kind of like. I like walking to random stages and seeing people I've never heard of. I mean, that's what I love to do as well. Find new music. So.
That's the whole point of festivals as well. I think if you just stick by the main stage, then it's not the same.
No, and I think, you know, there's lots of... I just like finding out people that if I hadn't been there, I would have ever have known of them, you know. But yeah, I'll be running around from stage to stage.
Well, we might see you running around then. You never know.
Yeah, I'll be wearing, like, stripy wellies or something, so...
So that's what we've got. I've got to look out for you now, stripy bellies. Are there any other clues?
I might have my chips necklace on.
Okay, so that's my clues now.
Yeah.
They're not selling them, are they? I hope.
No.
No, that's all right. That's what I check. So I don't want to go up to someone and sort of be like, and just look and think it's you sort of thing, and just look like a total idiot.
I'll make sure no one else wears them. I'll just take them off, everyone. I'd love to do... Right now, today, on this day, that's what I feel like doing.
Okay.
Like being Camden
and
with him.
And lastly, to finish up, describe yourself in three words.
Nutty, fun, deep.
That's good. That's good. I like that. I wouldn't be able to answer a question like that on the spot, so...
Fun loving. 7, sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
It's just average.
Yeah. And it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show this afternoon, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No worries, you're welcome. I can't wait to see you at the festival. It will be a great start on the Thursday, obviously.
I can't wait. Wear your tits necklace.
I will. I will have to get one.
I'll make one.
And make me a titch necklace and send it, and
I've got one. I will. And just make sure you don't confuse yourself for tits.
I won't. That'll be good. I need a wig now, and then I need a wig and stripy wellies, and then that's it. That's done.
Yeah. Amazing. No, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you very much. Do you want to do a little plug that we can use maybe when we play the single and for the festival, etc., as a sort of like,
oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm Titch. This is my single, Dumb, and you can catch me at this year's Isle of Wight Festival in your own style, obviously, not something that sounds like it's aimed at the over 60s like mine. But
Okay. Hi, I'm Titch, and this is my new single, Dumb, and you can catch me at the Isle of Wight Festival on the beach stage.
That sounds great. That is brilliant. You happy with that?
I'm very happy. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you very much. And we'll definitely see you in June.
Definitely. See you then.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.